From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Crumbling roads and old bridges have long been something lawmakers say they should work on. Now a task force created to study Missouri's transportation system will begin holding public meetings this week. Marshall Griffin reports.
The new task force's mission is to come up with ideas to repair the state's network of roads and bridges and figure out how to pay for it. It won't be easy, as the Republican majority in the legislature has balked at any solution that includes allowing toll roads or raising the state's 17-cent per gallon fuel tax, one of the lowest in the nation. The task force is chaired by GOP House member Kevin Corlew of Kansas City, who cautions against expecting any speedy solutions.
And I think that it's important that we go into this with open eyes and all options on the table and be able to have the task force do its work and let them do so.
Task force members include lawmakers, private citizens, and Governor Eric Greitens, though it's unknown whether he'll be in attendance for the first meeting. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The number of Missouri House races lacking major party opposition has been on the rise. An analysis by the Associated Press of last fall's elections found that nearly 60% of Missouri House races lacked a Republican or Democratic candidate, ranking in the top tier of states nationally. That figure is up significantly since the last round of redistricting after the 2010 census. In the first decade of the 2000s, only around 40% of Missouri House races lacked major party opponents. Some GOP legislators have signaled that they want to cut Missouri's tax credits during next year's session. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports, any move to reduce the credits may not save the state that much money right away.
State Auditor Nicole Galloway issued a report last week showing that roughly $3 billion worth of tax credits haven't been redeemed yet. Even if lawmakers scale back incentives to spruce up old buildings or create low-income housing, Galloway says the state budget won't see an immediate impact. Still, Republican Senator Bill Igel of Weldon Spring says it's a good idea to examine the programs.
And I don't think that the lack of benefits of these programs justify how we're utilizing the people's money.
Republican Governor Eric Greitens formed a commission to look into tax credit programs. He has been critical of the incentives in the past. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
The University of Missouri Libraries is asking book lovers for some help. Library officials have a wish list of more than 400 books that they hope to buy but are not able to because of budget cuts. The most expensive is Complete and Truly Outstanding Works by Homer, which costs over $5,000. The least expensive book on the list is Another Time, Another Place by Jesse Kesson, which is $16.75. The Columbia Missourian reported the wish list was posted 2 weeks ago on the MU Libraries website, which gives willing donors a way to buy specific books for teaching and research. MU Libraries is facing around $2.5 million in cuts over the next two fiscal years. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.